Blog Talk Radio.
Today's show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. This is a live show, okay? People are sending me messages saying, Frank, are you live, or are you recording these shows? Like pre-recording the shows, I guess that's what they're talking about. And I just wanted to address this. On the air because I was looking through my messages, and I mean, my online messages are different from my emails. Messages that I get sometimes. I got 493 email messages yesterday, but looking through my site and seeing the messages on my site from people who have following the show through my site. They said, you know, is it live? Are you recording these shows, pre-recording these shows? Well, no, I'm not pre-recording the shows. I am live right now as we speak. And I guess the only way that I can prove that to you is if you call into the show. If you call into the show and press 1, we can talk live on the air. And while you have your computer going or whatever, listening to the show, call me from your cell phone or your home phone. Call the show through your home phone or your cell phone, and I'll put you on air. Just press 1 once you get on the show, and I'll put you on air, and we can talk, and you can hear me live, okay? So no big deal. I mean, I appreciate you listening to the show and everything. But, yes, I am live. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in again and talk to me. I am live, okay? I am live in color. All right, today's weather. Right now, let's see. I guess I wasn't ready. I kind of that comment or that message kind of threw me off this morning. We're looking at a 67 degrees right now in the ATL and sunny. We're looking at a high of 85 today. Yesterday was really hot, and I think the high yesterday was 84, but it was hot. I mean, it was like 90, felt like 90 outside. But today, I guess, is going to be the same. No rain in sight, clear skies. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, but 84, and Friday, partly cloudy and 84 degrees again on Friday. And Saturday, we're looking at 76 and a good chance of rain. All right, so that's our weather, and you can keep up with that. Today's word of the day is reprise. Reprise. Reprise is a noun, and it's spelled R-E-P-R-I-S-E. And now, when I saw this word, of course, R-E-P-R-I-S-E, I thought reprise, but it's the pronunciation is reprise. Reprise, okay? And the definition is the first definition is a recurrence, renewal, or resumption of an action, or the resuming of an action. And the second meaning is a musical repetition. And the B meaning of that second meaning is a repeated performance or repetition. Okay? A repeated performance or repetition. Now, a lot of comedians do reprises, which they have a, you know, or, you know, comedian, pretty much all the entertainers, some of these rappers or singers or comedians or, you know, especially like stage plays, these Tyler Perry shows, all that stuff. They do reprises, okay? And that means they repeat the same show in the next town, wherever they go, or they repeat it the next night, or they repeat it. If you go to an 8 o'clock show, then they have a 10 o'clock show, they do a reprise. So, and they have to. I mean, you can't change that kind of stuff and do something totally different. People have to remember their lines and all that. Anyway, that's reprise. I think you got the idea. All right. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on, excuse me, duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right, and this is, we're coming up into the tax time of year, right? You start to thinking about income tax, okay? I don't, because I'm not usually not getting money at income tax time. I'm usually paying a little bit at income tax time, but you know, most of America are looking towards income tax and getting an income tax check, and my sponsor can definitely help you guys with whatever tax needs that you have. So support them because they support me, and that's how it goes, right? Okay, today's episode is entitled, what is it entitled? A Ten Commandments Monument Moved from a Capitol Grounds. Now, this monument was moved from the Capitol in Oklahoma, okay? But I wanted to talk about this story because, it's hard to believe that we as a country are getting to the point where we don't give a damn about religion. We don't give a damn about what God is saying. We don't give a damn about what he exemplifies. We don't give a damn about what he wants us to amplify. We don't give a damn about the road that he has set for you in your life, or us as a country. And it's starting to be where, we're throwing all of these things out of the window. Okay, we're throwing all of these things out of the window. And one of my top things, one of my top, I don't know what to say, but one of the top things that I'm so passionate about is these freaking gay and lesbian people and the marriage of these people. You know, for me as a Christian and a Baptist, that's not something that we believe in. Okay, from the Holy Bible that we study, that we look to for guidance, for wisdom, that is not a part of it, okay? And when you start going back, the Ten Commandments were written by God, right? I mean, if you ever watch the movie, The Ten Commandments, I'm not talking about this new movie, Ten Commandments, nothing. I'm talking about the old movie with Charlton Heston as Moses, and he parted the Red Sea and brought all his people, his Hebrew people, across the Red Sea, and then the Pharaoh coming in trying to take them back and enslave them. God opened the Red Sea, right, for them to cross into Jordan. Okay, he opened the Red Sea, and then when they got across, all these Pharaoh and all his men were coming in across as well. And they didn't make it, okay? And the Red Sea closed and sunk them all, right? And you know, I'm saying this because that's something that he can do, okay? And if you don't believe it, you just keep living, all right? So, and what I'm saying is as you can, as this country continue to disobey his commands and what he has written and what he has going and what he is saying in the Bible, then, you know, it's going to be some type of repercussions for that. Okay? You know, marriage is supposedly defined as the union of a man and a woman. But now they've changed the definition. They've changed it. There's two definitions now. If you can look in the Webster, in Webster's dictionary. Now there are two definitions of marriage. It's not just a union between a man and a woman. Now it says something different about, you know, a union between two people or something. And it doesn't say a man and a woman anymore. Well, it one meaning does, but the other meaning doesn't. So they've changed it in the dictionary. So, and you know, I was always told when you talk about stuff and you talk about something outside of what you're talking about, you got to make that connect to what you're talking about. Okay, so my episode is called A Ten Commandments Monument Moved from a Capitol Grounds. What are the Ten Commandments? Some of my younger listeners who may not know what the Ten Commandments are, you can go and you can Google the Ten Commandments and you can learn what they are and you can follow those Ten Commandments. Okay? Thou shall not steal. Thou, you know, that's one of the Ten Commandments. That kind of stuff is, so you can read that. Now, the Ten Commandments, this monument has been on the grounds of the Oklahoma Capitol since 2012. Okay? Now, and I'm going to read you part of this article, okay? But now the Oklahoma government, the state government of Oklahoma, the state Supreme Court ordered the monument to be removed in June, saying that the state was prohibited from displaying it under the state constitution. And the governor of Oklahoma was appealing this ruling, but the ruling was upheld on the appeal. Okay, that means they didn't strike down the ruling. But Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallin launched a campaign Tuesday to restore a monument to the Ten Commandments that was removed from the state capitol overnight under a court order. It's not a Republican, Democrat, or independent issue, Fallin, a Republican, said at a news conference in Oklahoma City. The Ten Commandments is a historical monument. We brought it to this location. We felt it was a good place to be able to display it properly so people could see it. So why didn't they say before they erected this monument, why didn't this state Supreme Court or lawmakers at that time say, we can't do this. We can't put this monument on Capitol grounds, on government grounds, okay? Why didn't they say that then, okay? I don't know, okay? So late Monday night, a crane hauled a monument about 10 blocks away to the grounds of the Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs, a nonprofit conservative research institute. Following the governor's call for a constitutional amendment to restore the monument Tuesday, saying, "We're going to let the people of Oklahoma decide this issue." State Representative Mike Ritz, a Republican representing Broken Arrow and Bixby, who gave the monument to the state, said he didn't understand objections, saying the monument was identical to many others upheld as constitutional by courts across the country, including the United States Supreme Court. So, how do you do that? You know, that's what I'm trying to figure out. How do you take it down? You know, what do you do to say that you know we got to bring down these Ten Commandments? I mean, for me, if I was I could see if before it was erected, you have to come out and say, "Nah, we can't do that. This is against the law for this to be on the grounds of the Capitol." Okay, I don't know where that law came from, but how can you just so that means that I can just go, I can make something, some type of monument. I can make a statue of myself, take it down to the Capitol, erect it, and no one will know it's there. It's been there since 2012. So no one will see the statue of me. This thing's 6 feet tall, you know, and I think they said, 4.5 feet wide or something like that. And it's a piece of stone. I mean, they had to have a crane to come in and lift it out. So it's heavy. So I'm going to put I'm a little over 6 feet tall, so I'm going to put my 6 foot tall statue on the Capitol grounds downtown Atlanta. I'm going to erect it and put it there, okay? And no one's going to say anything about my statue, okay, for 3 years. 3 years. This thing been here for 3 years. No one has said anything. I don't know who objected to it, but they couldn't have been Christian people. So, you know, I'm sure someone will object to a statue of me being on the Capitol grounds, right? And they'll probably object to it pretty quickly. I mean, they'll probably object to it the moment they see it. They see me, the people that I hire to put it there, right? They'll probably object immediately. Who is this dude? How can y'all put a statue of him on the Capitol grounds? Is this okay? Well, why didn't that happen for these Ten Commandments? Why didn't it happen? How did these lawmakers, I know they knew it was there already, how could they go about their work and not know that this was against the law? They saying it's against the law for this to be there. So how can you do that? So it had to be some, you know, idiot that come in and say something about this, the Ten Commandments. It had to be some person who's an atheist or something who doesn't believe in the Ten Commandments, doesn't believe in God, and all this type of stuff. That had to be who it was, okay? And then what kind of pull do they have to be able to go into and have the state court decide, the state Supreme Court decide on that matter. I mean, I don't know if I could do that. I guess if you go through the right channels, the right paperwork and all this, they'll look at whatever you have if it's valid. But I guess it's valid. But the, what do you call it? The I'm trying to think of the word for it. You know, when you're trying to, when you're saying that maybe the spirituality of the Ten Commandments, or, you know, the conscience, how can your conscience as a Christian allow you to say, remove these Ten Commandments from Capitol grounds? I mean, if I was a Supreme Court judge in Oklahoma, I'd have to say, I disagree with you guys. I think we should fix this law. And, I guess it's any monument, not just because it's the Ten Commandments, but because it's the Ten Commandments, you have to do something to amend this law. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I have a couple of minutes left in the show, and I just, some things that I come across when I come up with things to talk about on the show, it hits me and it sticks with me. I passed by this story. I read about it. I passed by it, went to other stories and things like that to bring to you guys. But it continued to pinch me. It continued to pinch me. It continued to pop in my head. This Ten Commandments continued to pinch me. So, I said, okay, that's going to be what I talk about. Now, something on a different note that I saw today. There's another young lady who has come out and said that she's suing Bill Cosby for an alleged assault. Some model woman, okay? And so she's suing Bill Cosby. And part of the story, I didn't read the whole story, was that she was saying that he bit her toes. He bit her toes. All right. This Bill Cosby stuff is just. I don't know if it's. I don't know when it's gonna go away. I mean, I guess they want to, rape the man of all his money. But if these things are true, which I don't know if they're true or not, but if these things are true, then yeah, he did wrong. If he drugged somebody to assault them sexually, then yeah, he did wrong. I mean, brother, you don't have the tongue or the, well, not tongue, maybe I said something wrong there. You don't have the, the tongue to spit your words out, to talk to women. We used to call it rap back in my day. You tell people, guys, you don't have any rap. That's the way we got girls. You got to have some rap. You got to have some, they call it swag now, but we call it rap. And if you had that rap, if you could, if you could spit that game, if you could talk them words to women, to a girl, then, if you knew the ins and outs of getting around, you know, her obstacles, then, you know, you were able to have favor with that girl. And I'm not saying sexually or anything like that, but, you know, she started to like you. And you say whatever she was looking for. That's what she's looking for. She's looking for someone like you that you know, could rap. Okay? I'm not talking about rapping on a song. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, talking to a woman, talking to a girl. And you young guys out there that are listening to the show, you know, this texting and Facebooking and all that stuff where you're writing on the computer to a girl or whatever, or you're texting a girl, that's not going to work because it's not the same thing, right? It's not the same thing. You have to call her on the phone and give her that voice, give her those words that she want to hear. You got to be able to articulate your feelings. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys, and be good. Have a great day, and I'll see you guys tomorrow, place, same time, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care.